Thank you for calling XPO. This is Ashley. May I help you?
Hi, I received a call regarding an Amazon delivery that I have to schedule.
Okay. Is the telephone number that you're calling from, is that the telephone number associated with the order?
No. The telephone number associated with the order, I had another delivery of a dryer, but for whatever reason, this delivery wasn't associated with that number.
Okay. What's the number on the order?
661.
Mm-hmm.
912.
Mm-hmm.
5724.
Okay. Give me just one moment to pull up your information. I'll be able to help you, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. I apologize about the hold. My computer's just a little slow. Here we are.
Okay.
All right. For security purposes, can you please verify the name, address, and email associated with the order?
Francis McIntyre, 14422 Serenade Drive in Eastville, California, 9280. Francis.McIntyre@gmail.com.
Yes. Thank you so much for that information. All right. Let's see what this is showing me. All right. It looks like I have a scheduled, this one's for?
That's for the dryer.
Dryer, yeah, this is for the dryer, is that correct? All right, it looks like it's expected to be delivered on the 14th.
Well, yeah, so I just called regarding that, but I have another delivery of a television through Amazon that also that gave me this number to call. That's what I was
calling. Okay, let's see if I can find, and so that number, yeah, the number that you gave me is not associated with that one. But I'll look it by the last name, see if I can find it by the last name. Let's see. All right, give me just a second. I'm going to try to pull it up right now. Okay, let me see. And what is the delivery address again?
14422 Serenade Drive.
Well, it doesn't look like I have. What is it for?
It's for a television.
Okay. Looks like. I'm not showing. They didn't give you an order number or anything like that?
Not that I recall. Let me see. I only have an order number through Amazon.
Yeah. Do you have that order number? I can try to pull it up by that order number just to see if I can.
I can.
It should have like a.
Pull it up right now.
It may have an XPO, but it may be a different number, but I can look it up. Try.
Let me see. Let me look for it. One second.
That's fine. Take your time.
Public part of it is allergy too.
Preparing for shipment. Carrier will contact you. Yes, I've gotten a call and got a message left, but I have a. Let me see. Order details. I have an order number through Amazon.
Okay, what's that show? What's that say?
112-037-5704 603-4626.
All right, let me try to pull it up by that number, see if I can find it.
Okay, and there's no other number that I could find.
704-603-4626. Let's see. It didn't pull up anything. How long ago has it been since you ordered the TV?
Oh, my gosh. April 2.
Oh, God. That's strange.
But I got a message saying it was regarding this and to call that number.
Uh-huh.
So,
let me see. Let me try one of them. What's the zip code to where it's going to?
92880.
Okay, let me try it by the zip code just to see if I can find
okay.
the zip code. Doesn't look like I have anything on the zip code either.
Unless I wait for another call.
Yeah, or if you can, if you'd like, I could transfer you to Amazon to see if they can give you some more information. They may have an XPO tracking number that we can use.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Hold on just a moment. I'll get you transferred over to them, and then they can transfer you back to us so we can find out what's going on with it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with before I transfer you over?
No, that's it for now.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling XPO, and hold on just a moment. I'll get you transferred right
thank
over.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.